Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This is G.R. Mobley. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. If you go to MobiusStripPress.com, you can find out how you can download these podcasts and find our support documents and links. As a reminder, this is an educational grassroots program designed to restoring our Constitution. Many parts of these shows will refer to previous shows, and these shows build off one another. Consequently, to keep up, you'll need to listen to all of these shows to garner what Reclaiming the Republic is and how we can reclaim the Republic. Don't forget, you can download the podcast at MobiusStripPress.com. That's MobiusStripPress.com, so you can stay informed. Well, this is the time of year that most professional organizations, and I say, for 18 years before I started this endeavor in educating and trying to promulgate the Republic Review and Reclaiming the Republic ideas and concepts, I spent 18 years in engineering, and as a leader, this is the time of year where we actually start going through and doing year-end evals, and this is where organizations have their employees starting to set goals and kind of dovetailing with the New Year's resolutions and goals and so forth. And so I have done many presentations for my organization in doing SMART goals and how to better educate their employees and how they can have more effective goals, because the better you have effective goals, the better you can obtain them, especially if they're in the Peter Drucker SMART category, and I won't go into that, but I do those presentations. So if you're interested in getting your employee and changing the culture of your business into a high-performance business, one of the critical ways of doing that is by setting goals. So if you're interested in engaging me regarding how you can do that and getting some presentations, by all means, let me know. Another thing that you've probably already heard is that I will be moving this show, Reclaiming the Republic, on the 1st of February over to KSBN on Wednesdays. We're going to start off on Wednesdays, and I'm expecting and hoping to expand this show so that it airs on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and possibly even Fridays, and even expanding it for even longer. But the airing of the show on Wednesday, February 1st, and every Wednesday will be from 4 to 5. So as you're driving home or doing your errands at the end of the day, picking up kids and what have you, you'll be able to listen to me in your commute, and you'll actually be able to call in as well. And I look forward to actually having open dialogue with people regarding their questions on the Federalist Papers and the questions on Madison's Notes of the Convention, the ratification debates, all of these founding documents. And I deal with conversations all the time, and I'll probably get into that next week. But when I engage and have intercourse or discussions with other people online chatting or in social media, there are a lot of people that really look at the pristine verbiage that occurs in one particular bubble. A good example is the Constitutional Convention and Madison's notes, and when he writes some of the things that he felt adamantly about at the time. And it's important that people kind of back out from the micro of that is the quintessential, you know, point that we all have to capture, when it's really incorrect. That is not the quintessential point. You have to look at the macro perspective, because Madison and his opinions evolved over time. He had one strong opinion going into that convention, and that opinion had to change because the authorship of what he expected the Constitution to be is not what ended up coming out of that convention. So there were a lot of people that authored that. He was the catalyst, and he's considered the father of the Constitution, because without him, we would not have had the Constitution written. And you can get all of these things out of my book. And I can explain these things to you if you want to call once I get over to KSBN. But nevertheless, the point is if you do have questions regarding these documentation, regarding these documents and all the documentation, then by all means, give me a call and we can go through those things. I can try to help back out into a macro perspective of what was going on at the time and what they actually instituted and how it was instituted and so forth. Many people have the misconception that the Constitution was ratified by the people. Actually, it wasn't. It was ratified in a Republican process of representatives, and not all of the people were represented. And as a matter of fact, they didn't participate in the vote. There were poll taxes and so forth. But anyway, I digress. Let me get into the real focus of what I want this show today to be about, because as the reality begins to sink in into this republic this week, I hope the people are praying and paying very close attention. We are no doubt coming out of one of the worst presidencies in the history of the republic, and I might even say the string of presidencies, the worst string of presidencies we have ever had to endure as a republic. President Obama started his tenure violating the Constitution and laws by first violating contract law. Before he even took office, he met with GM, Chrysler, and the sick and ailing car industry and basically started dictating via edict what they were going to do and what they couldn't do. And he bypassed contract law and bailed out GM, and he literally just threw Chrysler over and gave them to Fiat, therefore sticking it to the bondholders who lost everything, as those that were investing in bonds in Chrysler, they just lost everything. And the question is, where in the Constitution did the president or this president-elect have this power to walk in as a thug and basically extort out of contracts and force people into what he wanted and how it was going to go down? It just boggles my mind. But that was even before he became president. He then threw billions of dollars into his friends or towards his friends, like the Kaisers and the Solyndra fiasco and many of the other fake, or if you want to call them shell energy companies that were out there for alternate energy. Many of them never produced a product, and they just took all the money from the federal government, put it in their pockets, claimed bankruptcy, and walked away, like Solyndra and Kaiser. Excuse me. He bolstered up thug organizations like the SEIU. He also started pumping weapons into the Middle East and through different countries via NGOs, non-government organizations, and giving these weapons and support to radical insurgents that supported the Arab Spring, radicalizing African nations as well as some of the many nations in the Middle East. Libya became a birthing place for ISIS, and the results of the death of Muammar Gaddafi, who was murdered in the streets of Sirte, that's unfathomable. I mean, at least Bush found and had Saddam Hussein captured and tried. At least he was tried as a head of state before they hung him. But instead, Muammar Gaddafi, basically, even though he was a head of state, they just let him get dragged through the streets and get murdered. And that's just unconscionable for a nation of laws like this one to allow that to happen. Ambassador Stevens was executed on his watch. And Ambassador Stevens, there's enough evidence and there's enough information via the internet, and you can go out and find there's a connection between Ambassador Stevens finding out that these guys were being given U.S. weapons or these weapons via NGOs coming from us or agencies that we work with other countries and so forth. And I'm sure he would, Ambassador Stevens, at least this is the speculation, that he was complaining, going, why are we doing this? We're making this place so unstable, I can't even afford to go to Benghazi. And the real question was, why was he sent to Benghazi on 9/11 with the I'll just call it a very crappy security level. I mean, they did not have the adequate security for him to safely be up there the night of 9/11. It's kind of like, go to your Bible and read the story of King David and sending, I think it's Ezekiah, Bathsheba's husband out into war, and it's very similar circumstances. The president has doubled our debt and has benefited those loyalists with those trillions of dollars that he sent out there. And some of those are bankers, large corporations, radical organizations, and those working to undermine our republic. And so our Constitution is hanging by a thinner and smaller thread as he's leaving office. Ironically, our outgoing president has done more to subjugate us and put us into a slavery position that, you know, we just can't afford for him to continue. And thank the Lord that he was held to two terms and that we didn't have an instability or what have you. And so I want to go through the fact that he strangled us with debt, trying to submit us to international governance through treaties and unconstitutional treaties, by the way, and trying to increase civil unrest and trying to throw fuel on the fire by basically giving us a Benghazi and all of these other problems. I hear the music, so let's take a quick second and we'll be right back after the break. Thank you very much. Rippey Homes believes that the American dream is not simply owning your home, but owning your dream home. Are you ready to upgrade, expand, or start your own custom home? If you are, I'd like to invite you to check out Rippey Homes at cgrippey.com. They offer end-to-end service from real estate to remodeling and specializes in custom homes, and they love to partner with their customers in making a difficult project worry-free. From the design to the moving in, they are with you every step of the way. If you have that dream home and looking to remodel, whether it's converting your kitchen and bath into your own heaven on earth or adding a new room, Rippey Homes has the tools, talent, and experience you can trust. So if you're ready to pull the trigger on a remodel or building that custom home, contact Cameron Rippey at cgrippey.com. That's cgrippey.com. Are you concerned about financial security and a patriot who wants to help our show reclaiming the Republic but really can't spare the money to do both? Well, now you can, and if you're looking to buy and hold precious metal from one of the nation's largest precious metals traders, contact me via email at metal@mobiusstrippress.com. I will introduce you to my broker who will give you a quote that will beat all other brokers' prices because they have the lowest commission that I've found. Again, contact me via email at metal@mobiusstrippress.com. MobiusStrippress.com. This is G.R. Mobley. I have some good news and some bad news. The good news, I'll be moving the show Reclaiming the Republic on February 1st to air from 4 to 5 in the afternoon. The bad news, I'll be leaving KTW and joining KSBN AM 1230. This is not bad news because the folks at KSBN, but bad news because I know many listeners here on KTW are loyal ACN LBS listeners and may not consider tuning into this show on KSBN. I want everyone to know that my content and message will not change. I will still be focused on saving our Lord's Constitution. Only my format will change. I will be taking live callers on KSBN and begin including relevant interviews. So I pray that you consider joining me to discuss Republic Review and how you can help reclaim the Republic by being a part of the solution instead of counting on someone else to save us from ourselves. God bless. If you find the content on Reclaiming the Republic show pertinent and paramount in saving our individual liberties and sovereignty, our Constitution and our Republic, I'd like to appeal to you to consider advertising for this show and supporting this show. We definitely need local businesses, regional businesses, and even national businesses to support this show as we move forward. As we move forward, this will become a one-hour show, two, three, and a four-hour show, and will become syndicated. We hope that you join us at the very beginning of this. In addition, you'll be able to take the advantage of the tax write-off as a business, as well as getting your name associated to a very patriotic cause. We hope that you consider this, and you can contact us at schedule@mobiusstrippress.com. That's an email to schedule@mobiusstrippress.com. MobiusStrippress.com. Thank you. Okay, so we're back, and I just want to finish up on what I wanted to say about Obama. Obama has galvanized the making evil good, or the making of evil to make it good, and that good is now evil. He has basically reversed the morals of our society. He's enjoyed and exposed the president as the or exposed himself as the president, and let me back up. In the position of being the president, you're supposed to faithfully execute the laws, and the Constitution has a clause in it that says that the federal government cannot establish a church. It's called the Establishment Clause, and so he, as the president, has enjoyed and exposed the president's position, his position, and future presidents, even past presidents' positions as the prophet and spiritual leader of the National Secular Church. I talk about this in my first book. And if you go on Facebook, I have a few posts. There's three different posts that talks about the National Secular Church and how they've set this up. As such, he has supported the continuance of the destruction of the fundamental fabric of our society, which is the family. He supported and emboldened the perversion of the family structure. By edict, he has turned the military, bathrooms at our schools, and even good wholesome corporations, to name a few, into strongholds and advancements for the perversion of our society. The corruption and duplicity of this past president and the DNC has been exposed, and this past year, the hypocrisy that we have witnessed is just overwhelming. I pray the history books honestly show that this past president, as well as the Clintons and the Bushes, did more to destroy and weaken our Constitution and Republic than the progressive presidents in the first half of the 20th century. I pray that these evil leaders can be forgiven. And I also pray that this nation can seek justice and seek to impeach these former presidents who have done this nation and republic so much harm. And yes, they can be impeached. If you read into the Constitution, anybody that's holding an office, and when a former president steps down, they hold an office of nobility and position, and they maintain they're given a grant and benefit of security and so forth and access. And as far as I'm concerned, all these past presidents that have violated our Constitution and what I would consider treason, and I believe that, you know, if it goes through the full process, I believe that would be the outcome. I can't understand how it couldn't be the outcome. That being said, I believe that this past president, as well as the previous former presidents, if they are tried, they would lose their secret security. They can pay for it themselves, or let their progressive supporters pay for it for them, because they've done just so much damage. And I think that the only way we can really clean the books is to get all the laundry cleaned and get it aired and get it out there. So anyway, those are my feelings. Well, this nation this week is beginning the process of a transition. And I should say, because Donald Trump has promised a lot of things, I think it's important that I highlight many of these things. As a matter of fact, I have so many things that I'm really not going to be able to cover them. I have an overwhelming list. And if you actually go out online, you'll probably find 282 that the Washington Post has documented that Donald Trump has promised in his campaigns and even after his campaign. And so let's just kind of review that list so that as we move forward this year, we can keep our eye on whether he is out the gate going to keep his promises or not. And why is this important? Because it'll speak to the character of this man. this man has said so many things that has been on so different side or so many different sides of an issue, and he's been at the diametrically opposing ends of a particular issue. Great case in as an example would be abortion. He started this campaign, and it was aired very clearly that he imbued the New York values, and that was what he was all about. And so throughout this whole process, I just had to scratch my head. How did we get a nominee that basically wore a progressive lapel pin his entire career as a businessman? He takes that off and then puts a Republican Party or GOP lapel pin on his suit, and now he's all of a sudden a champion of conservatism. And so let's really test and monitor whether he is truly a conservative, or the character of this man, whether he is going to live up to all of his promises that he has promised. And many of these will be violations of the Constitution, and we'll go through those things as the course of the year goes. But let's just see what the character of this man is. Because remember, and we'll start these lists now, he promised to build a wall and Mexico is going to pay for it, right? He promised to stop the flow of Islamic refugees. And he has a lot of promises tied to that. He's promised to drain the swamp in D.C. He's promised to bring back manufacturing jobs, and he's also gone out as far as, you know, expect Apple to come back here to manufacture here. He's also said that he wouldn't eat an Oreo cookie until Nabisco starts making it here again. He's talked and railed about the steel companies and so forth. He's promised to revive the coal industry and our energy industry by allowing us to get back to, you know, burning clean coal and so forth. He's promised to require employees to recruit from the employment office and not from the immigration office. He's promised to pass the Middle Class Tax Relief and Simplification Act. He's promised to lower the corporate tax rate to 15%. He's also promised to eliminate the carried interest loophole for Wall Street, the federal estate tax, which if your parents are passing away or you have anybody that's leaving their estate to you, that means that there'll be no more federal tax on that. He's also talked about passing a law that the alternate minimum tax and the so-called marriage penalties and effects on higher income earners just go away. He's also talked about renegotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement. Some of these things are pretty good ideas, even though they were all based on unconstitutional principles. But let me go on. He talked about negotiating trade deals with individual countries instead of regions. He talked about identifying all foreign trading abuses that affect American workers. He wants to impose new taxes on imports into the country from companies that used to be based in the United States. He's also talked about imposing a 45% tariff on Chinese products imported into the United States. He's talked about eliminating the $19 trillion national debt within 8 years by vigorously, he may be saying 8 years just so he can get reelected, but he wants to do it by vigorously eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse in the federal government. Well, if he wants to do that, he should just listen to the show and get rid of the Justice Department, the Department of Interior, the Department of Agriculture. All these departments I've already listed, and go back and listen to these through the show. 80% of the federal government is unconstitutional. If he wants to get rid of the $19 trillion debt, all he's got to do is get rid of the 80% of the spending that's unconstitutional. Boom, problem solved. Cut the budget by 20% by simply negotiating better prices or renegotiating existing deals. But in doing that, he's going to cancel out another promise because he's going to hurt the American worker because of their inflated wages, or maybe not inflated wages because Obama has claimed that there's no inflation. He's going to order every federal agency and federal government department head to provide a list of wasteful spending projects that can eliminate, that he can eliminate in his first 100 days. He's going to stop spending money on space exploration. So NASA's basically going to become either a shell entity or may go away until he can fix the United States potholes. And somewhere that's in the Constitution. Collect unpaid taxes. Don't forget, I just last show talked about the Department of Transportation and Madison's veto of that, that there was just no way they could take on the role of making a Department of Transportation, and he wants to fix America's potholes. Anyway, I'm sure all of you that have been paying attention are keeping track of what's constitutional, what isn't. He wants to go after all the unpaid taxes and collect it. I hope that that's by going after all those employed at the IRS who have not paid taxes. He wants to dismantle the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act, which is a good thing because that's hurt small businesses. Issue a moratorium on new federal regulations and not compelled by Congress or public safety. He wants to completely repeal the Affordable Care Act and replace it with something terrific. He wants to eliminate the individual mandate, as no person should be required to buy health insurance unless he or she wants to. He wants to allow individuals to fully deduct health insurance premium payments from their tax returns. So anyway, I'll keep going because all these things are just so interesting. He wants to knock down the regulatory walls between states for health insurance so that we can get more competitive rates. He wants to completely repeal the Affordable Care Act and replace it with an equally unconstitutional thing that he calls terrific. He wants to eliminate the individual mandate, or you know what? I just reread that same line. Next one would be he wants to catch and release all the illegals. And he wants to, or actually he wants to end that and create a deportation task force. I could go on and on. He's got lots on immigration, national security, bolstering up the VA, and so forth. Go out and find these 282 promises. Let's hold him accountable. And when he really steps over the line and starts violating the Constitution, let's go after him for impeachment. That's it for today. Hope you'll tune in next week and we can finish up maybe some of this and I can wrap it up. Reclaiming the Republic will be moving to KSBN AM 1230 on Wednesdays starting February 1st from 4 to 5 in the afternoon, and I'll be changing the format to a live caller-based content as well as educational content, of course. I hope you stay with us and join me this February 1st. This way you can learn more and get involved and contribute to the solution instead of counting on someone else to save us from ourselves. God bless.